BBC. Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, this is Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily. On today's show, Phil and Alice off of Night Times on Radio 1 play Innuendo Bingo. Chris was in there too. It was a three-way. And a really good one as well. Some excellent clips from you lot. Thank you for that. Ever listened to Psy's Gentleman and thought, what's he going on about? Because it's in Korean. Well, the PR4L does the complete translation. I have a wardrobe malfunction and Charlie Sloth on Real or No Real. BBC Radio. Okay, Chris?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm all right, apart from there's been a wardrobe malfunction.
Who? You or me?
Well, you, just because you're wearing shorts, but not acceptable. It's too early.
I haven't popped out.
You? No, well, here's the thing. So I've got these jeans. I only got them last week. They weren't the most expensive. And the zip is stuck at the bottom. And I cannot get it back up. I've just been in the loo for about 15 minutes trying to hoist it back up. It's not happening.
Is this a situation right now?
It's happening right now, yeah. So I am on show. Hi, listeners.
It's very odd, because I've said this before. I can only obviously see the top half of you right now.
Yeah.
Don't step back.
I can't get it back up. So I was just in the lifts here in our new BBC building about 15 minutes ago. But I am, while I'm in there, you know when you're daydreaming a bit and you don't realise who's around you?
Mm.
So I'm subtly kind of fiddling with the zip, trying to pull it back up, and it's not having any of it. But I was kind of daydreaming. I look to the left and see the director of all BBC Radio there. And he goes, right, Scott, there, enjoying yourself?
You didn't shake his hand, did you?
Well, no, because I'm just fiddling with it, aren't I?
So, yeah, well, exactly.
Scott, enjoying yourself? I was like, hi, Tim, didn't see you there. Awkward!
So what
like, I mean, the big boss, like actual God.
Do you think he saw?
No, I don't. He just saw me fiddling. It just wasn't good. Anyway, so I'll leave that with you. Have a think about it. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Well, we had a lovely afternoon yesterday after we finished the show, didn't we?
Hmm. It was very odd.
We went to an industrial estate and we filmed a part of the trailer that you'll be seeing on TV very soon for Radio 1's big weekend in Derry, Londonderry. It's really odd.
It's just like,
I can't give too much away, but it's one of those where you're like, wow, how did they come up with this concept?
Yeah, that's such a good point, because someone must have thought this up. It is like a really weird dream.
Yeah.
The whole thing. But also, what just an odd experience for me. Like, it's in like this, how would you describe it? Like
industrial estate, but it's, when you go in, it's like a massive aircraft hangar almost, like huge, great big building. And then they've got this set.
Yeah.
And lots of extras kind of dancing around.
Yeah.
And making it look like summer. There's people with inflatable guitars, inflatable saxophones. Everyone's dressed in kind of shorts and Hawaiian
shirts.
What this
is, I'm not sure what we can say or not, but you looked fantastic.
I did not.
You did?
I looked awful. And when you see this trailer, it'll be on like BBC Three, BBC One in the lead up to Big Weekend. I just want you to know that that is not what I normally wear.
It is.
In the summer. It's not, though, is it?
It is.
I've never worn a Hawaiian shirt in my life.
It's, well,
and also that visor that I'm wearing. That's right. I don't normally wear that either.
No.
You know when you go into something, you're like, okay, is this a stitch-up?
Yeah.
Am I being stitched up here?
Exactly.
Is everyone else like wearing really cool clothes and then we just look like the idiots because we're dressed in orange shorts and a Hawaiian shirt?
Yeah, because I was wearing exactly the same. So when we got there, we were told to go upstairs and change into these. And it was that weird thing where you're in a sort of cold, massive building and you walk downstairs and you're wearing that, you're thinking, and those shorts were a little bit...
They were bright.
And short.
They were a bit of a short, yeah. You were quite worried about that, weren't you?
I was, yeah. You reassured me it was fine.
It was fine. Just leave your pants on. That's what I said, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And you did.
Yeah.
Otherwise, that could have gone wrong.
Yeah.
So we can't really say what we were doing, but we will be appearing in this trailer. I'm just hoping that everyone else had to wear as ridiculous outfits because I've not seen what anyone else had to do. I'm sure it's fine. I can't wait for that to come on TV. But just remember, I don't wear that normally in real life. Thank you. The Scott Mills Daily. Phil Taggart's here.
Hi.
Alice Levine's not here. Alice Le not so keen for Innuendo Bingo.
She knows it's always done at 1:45-ish.
I know. Luckily it is ish, and we don't do it like on the dot of 1:45, but she's on her way. part of the beautiful radio couple of Phil Taggart and Alice Levine. Happy, I thought it was 4.5 months, or is it 3.5 months? What is it? Is it 3 or 4?
I don't know, it's long either way.
does it feel longer than that?
No, it doesn't at all. I'm just loving the image of Alice Levine getting really flustered and sort of doing the Home Alone run from the tube station.
Is there a punishment if she's late? Like,
I think we just get a bottle of water or a bucket of water and just full on into the face for being late.
I say we check out her sweat patches when she comes in as well, because you know she's going to be running and it's a really warm day.
Yeah. Or maybe we could do that wet back thing where it's like, wet back, even though she hasn't. And yeah, like a really paranoid.
I like that. Good idea.
Wet back. So tonight you've got Noah and the Whale on.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. Noah and the Whale tonight. Are you all right? You just hit your head off the microphone.
No, I've just hit. I've got these Honey Boo Boo glasses that I'm trying out.
He's insisting on wearing these. If you're going to watch, are you having these on during Innuendo Bingo?
I don't see why not.
I don't see why not.
But they're actually quite big on my face, and therefore I can't get the ratio right of where to put my head so it doesn't graze the microphone.
Oh,
like
God.
That
sounds like a bro. You kind of look like Jamila Jamil. They're sort of big glasses that you
same
wear.
Stylist.
Yeah.
That's it. Okay, so tonight, Noah and the Whale.
Yeah, it's going to be really big. Noah and the Whale in from 10:30. They're going to be our guests tonight. Wednesday, we've got Don Brocco, and then Thursday. We'll get to Thursday when Alice is here. I don't want to sort of, let it all go.
Don't blow it all too soon. All right. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Okay, so the plastic sheeting is down for Innuendo Bingo. That was Misha B, by the way. We're just waiting on Alice. Chris in Liverpool says, decided to take a break from revision to watch Bingo. Alice Levine is late. The longer she gets to the studio, the longer I can put off this revision. Yeah, good point.
We think she's here.
Oh, okay. Like, she's a bit late. Does she not know it starts exactly at 1:45? Oh, hi, Alice.
Oh, morning.
Morning.
How are you?
1:45 is when it starts.
Did you hear something?
Sorry?
Did you hear anybody come in?
Should we play the game?
Yeah.
Okay. Chris, you ready?
I'm ready, yeah.
Phil, you ready?
Yeah, ready.
Okay, let's play today's Innuendo Bingo. Let's go. Watch it on the Radio 1 website now. The cameras are on.
It's Tuesday. It's 1:45-ish. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Okay, so Phil's here. Hi, Phil.
Hello.
And Chris is here.
Hello.
And it's time to play Innuendo Bingo. I can't ignore you anymore. It's hi, Alice.
We said we were going to do it, but
It's just too mean. You okay?
I did run.
I know, yes.
Can you hear my heartbeat in the mic?
Can I? Hold on, let me see your back.
Oh, wet back!
Wet back!
Oh,
wet back!
No,
you don't have wet back.
Wet back.
It's fine.
Your wet back.
I love wet back. Okay, so it's Innuendo Bingo. You know what to do. Loads of water. Let us know if you're watching today, maybe for the first time. 8119. Twitter at BBCR1. A lot of people using this as their revision break today. Okay, so get on the computer now and on your mobile as well. Just go to Radio 1 website on your mobile phone and you can watch this wherever you are. Are we ready?
Ready.
Let's get the waters in, lads.
And drink.
And drink. So first up, we are going over to the snooker on this three-way Innuendo Bingo. And this snooker player really was giving it absolutely everything.
Doesn't feel there's a gap, but looks like doesn't look like there is. It's very, very tight. And anyway, so he's getting the long tackle out. Long tackle out.
I didn't even know that was on in snooker. A small spurt there from Phil. Alice seems fine. No hands, Alice. Chris is fine. Chris, you good?
Yes.
Well done. Well held, everyone. Oh. Very good. Mm-hmm. Chris, what are you wearing, please?
A monkey onesie.
Oh, of course.
Typical.
Okay. More waters? Okay. We're heading over to Radio 2 now, as we so often do. And Lisa Tarbutt here, hearing some good news.
Have you looked in the chicken chasseur?
I did peek at it, and I can assure you that my breasts aren't burnt or drying up.
Oh, it was always going to be a breast gag, wasn't it?
Yeah. Always. You don't get that on Radio 1.
Have you looked in the chicken chasseur?
Have you looked in the chicken chasseur? Okay.
There's a picture up on our Phil and Alice page in Radio 1 of Alice's burnt bagels from yesterday.
Is that one?
Yeah.
That's definitely one.
It's actually up there, so you can check that out.
Well, I'll certainly be checking that out.
All right.
And now over to BBC London. We did this one last week, but it's a good one. See, I've never had a request like this on my show.
Paul Perkins was listening. He said, thank you so much for playing Dusty Springfield. He says, if you can get your hands on a growler, I would like to see it on the webcam.
Everyone's got...
God bless the webcam.
If you can get your hands on a growler, I would like to see it on the webcam.
More water.
More water, please.
Oh, goodness. Thank you, Jen. This is quite refreshing, actually, because I ran here, so this is quite nice.
Is this your shower?
A little shower. Okay. And another late-night anecdote here from Phil Taggart.
He kind of fell back, and a security guard just jumped out in front of him and just unloaded. I mean...
I thought he's missed that. That was weeks ago. I was like, yes.
That's a good one.
And just unloaded on me.
Yeah. Okay.
TMI.
Joel in Carefilly's watching for the first time. Loving the monkey onesie. Yes, on the way home from school. Loving Innuendo Bingo to end the day. Matt in Surrey says, after many months of listening, I've upgraded to watching as well. It feels good. It is good when you watch. Okay. Over to the European gymnastics, please, as we take some more water. And it can really be... What's going on? It can be painful to watch when gymnasts make a mistake.
Winding up for a big release. There's a squat fall. Oh! Came out too early.
There's a lot of water being spat about here.
Came out too early.
That scream, you sounded like a dying dolphin.
That's a good one. Okay. Okay, now over to Phil and Alice on BBC Radio 1. And learning about what Alice gets up to in her spare time here with Phil Taggart.
I'm sorry about this because Alice Levine is off tonight.
Aww.
I know. She's away looking at pictures of dogs. Not even pictures of dogs. She's looking at puppies. She's looking at puppies.
Yep. That was true, actually.
I don't even remember that. Well, I can't believe you took a day off to go visit a small dog.
It's true. Well, what else do you do with a day off?
What, you went to an animal sanctuary on your day off? Ha ha! Okay.
More water, please.
More water.
I've taken my shoes off.
Make yourself at home.
Thanks.
Okay, and we're going over to Radio 2 now. This is this is from last week. And it's Ken Bruce along with Lynn on the travel. Very close. A very close radio partnership.
This is Thea Gilmore finishing us off today. Lynn will be back with us tomorrow.
Oh, I think I finished you off, didn't I? Not her.
Years ago.
Oh, Lynn!
Lynn!
At least that was at the end of the show.
Oh, I think I finished you off, didn't I? Not her.
Years ago.
Years ago.
I love Ken and Lynn. Mm.
Oh. Lynn Bowles. Waters. Mm. Now, I think we all need to ask... What on earth were you doing here, Alice Levine?
I should stop licking my brush. I was just like, oh, there's something stuck in my craw.
What's that?
I don't know.
You say craw all the time.
What is that?
What was that?
I should stop licking my brush. I was just like, oh, there's something stuck in my craw.
That's outrageous. Why did I say that?
I don't think anybody can ever understand our show because I've got a Northern Irish accent and you sound like you're from like the Victorian
time. This is true. I think Phil always says I've got a hairball. I was choking on a hairball. That's the only explanation I can think of.
That's because you got a hairball off your brush one time and put it on the desk beside me. It was like a tennis ball of ginger hair.
Do you think they need subtitles for your show?
I think so. Just press 888 to be like 10 PM.
CFAX.
If I don't understand them, I just say I concur.
Yeah. I concur. Off of Victoria.
Off of Victoria.
Okay. Does thy wench want to ingest thy water?
I'm not thy wench.
Yes, you are.
Waters, please. Now, I think you'll find that on Radio 1, Sarah Cox sometimes catches callers off guard with her questions.
I've been known to holiday at a caravan park with the kids. Lovely. So do you take your missus up there?
Oh, dear me.
It's very wet now.
Oh, dear. I'm quite snotty as well, sorry.
Oh, nice.
Oh, no.
Hi, boys.
Sift it back in.
Morning.
Put it back in your craw.
Phil Spencer, he knows exactly what he's doing. He knows that he's on Innuendo Bingo a lot, and he does it more. But here he is with some very important advice.
I think we could create a nice little picket fence in the hedge grove there. That will potentially add an additional front entrance to the home.
Trimming back the bush to reveal a clear entrance has to be a smart move. It'll create the perfect first impression and stop people heading for the back door.
Oh, yes, Phil. Alice, you were so trying so hard to keep that in, then. Really didn't go well for you.
Trimming back the bush to reveal a clear entrance has to be a smart move. It'll create the perfect first impression and stop people heading for the back door.
It's true.
That is true, but he knows exactly what he's doing.
He knows what he's doing. Does he send them in to you direct?
People do, and then he tweets back going, well, I didn't mean to say that like that. Yes, you did. You know exactly what you're doing.
Any
Spencer.
Publicity is good publicity, darling.
That's right, darling. Okay, one more. And it's a classic now from BBC Breakfast and another harrowing real-life story here.
His character is actually based on a real person who left the army, went to work for the NHS, and three of the staff resigned because he was treating them like they were his privates. Because he was treating them like they were his privates.
Oh, please, can we have a Del Winton one to finish on?
Yeah!
Yes!
Okay, you've all heard it, but it's good.
When you hear the beep...
You take someone in, I'll take someone.
It's time for supermarket sweep.
Okay, and it's Del Winton here. On the national...
Sorry, I just remembered it, sorry.
You know what it is now, don't you?
Oh, I just remembered. Oh, Dale. Right.
Okay. Yes, it's Del Winton on the National Lottery, in it to win it.
So I'm going to go with head.
You're fairly convinced the answer is head.
Yes.
Shall I accept head?
I love that one.
It never gets old.
It never gets old.
I accept beef. I'm looking for beef.
I accept beef. I'm looking for beef. Phil and Alice, thank you so much. They've got Noah in the Well on the show tonight. Make sure you listen. They have a laugh like we're doing now. It's safe. Yeah. 10 o'clock tonight, BBC, Radio 1. And, what's happening with your party on Thursday, please?
Yeah, that's right.
Are we invited?
We're coming in to cordially invite you and Chris and your whole team to our bedroom party DJ thingamajigger that's happening on Thursday between 10 and midnight. We've got loads of guests coming in to do DJ guest sets.
They're building us a bed, so it's going to be innuendo central, I'm sure.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Are we all on the bed or is it just you two?
I think you can get on the bed and chat to us.
As many as we can fit, I think.
Yeah. I think we're just ripping off Big Breakfast, but like you can definitely come on and do it.
Are you guys going to come? Because you have to bring a present, you know.
Yeah.
What kind of present?
Scott can bring a salad. Is it like that, like when you go to a meal?
Like bring a dish.
Yeah. No, it's not a barbecue. Oh. That's a health and safety nightmare on the
floor. I just bring baked goods.
Yeah.
Alice would like that, Victorian times.
Yeah, could you bring like a bundt cake?
Of course. I don't even know what that means. You can certainly put that in your craw.
And you guys can DJ as well, right?
Yeah. Yes, we're on. Woo! Thursday night, 10 o'clock. Right, good one. I'll see you then. Thank you, Phil.
Thank you.
And Alice.
Party!
That was Innuendo Bingo.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
How does Alice Levine on the webcam still look good after running to the studio and sat in a shower cap? I know. That's because she's a beaut, that's why.
Fashionista.
Off of Victorian times. Flashing an ankle now and again.
Yeah. Not giving everything away.
I'm not giving everything away, absolutely not. The tease. Innuendo Bingo is brilliant today. The perfect distraction from spreadsheets right now. That's from Josh. Olivia says, to put off doing revision, I joined in innuendo bingo by myself. That's fine. I mean, some people say, oh, you need to, you know, you need to play it with somebody, but doing it by yourself is fine. Like going to the cinema by yourself.
Yeah.
Or having dinner in a restaurant by yourself. It's like, I know there's stigma attached, but there shouldn't be. Playing it by yourself, absolutely fine.
Also, we get so many videos of people playing along to innuendo bingo on YouTube.
There's loads on YouTube of people just like on a Saturday night, just
it's
with
really
their mates.
Cool. And I searched for it the other day. I just typed in innuendo bingo on YouTube, and there was so many where people do it like before a night out, or even better, at the end of a night out where they find it a bit more funny.
Yeah.
And they just play the same clips that we play on innuendo bingo, listen back and film themselves.
Yeah. It's really good.
Some really good ones.
Keep doing that and keep putting them on YouTube. Anyway, Olivia was playing by herself. It was all going well until she sprayed water all over herself, her notes for revision, and also the random guy next to her in the library. So thanks, guys. That's all right, Olivia. Don't mention it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, the jeans situation is now spiralling out of control. I cannot get the zip up on these jeans. I'm going to have to bin them.
Well, no. Just, can you not safety pin or something?
No, it's not working. I just went out to get some fresh air like I do at 2:30 and bumped into, the controller of Radio 1, having to cover my flies again.
Yep.
And then also George Alagaya off the news as I got out the lift.
No.
Yeah.
I've dreamed of the moment I'm going to see him in the lift here.
So that was good. Just trying to...
What are you doing
just
now?
Trying to hoist it back up. I think I've got it.
Yes. Thing is, it's one of those things I've got to leave to yourself. Like,
I know. It just looks weird when you're trying to pull it up in the lift. I'm actually not going to leave the studio now for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
And if I put my T-shirt down enough, you can kind of not see it. But
I think you're drawing attention to it.
Wide open space right there.
Do you know the way to play it with things like that? If there's nothing you can do, just be really bold. And do you know what? Make out that nothing's going on down
there. Nothing to see here.
Because it's more embarrassing for people having to tell you, you know, George Alagaya is not going to be the one saying, Scott Mills, you're flying low.
Might want to do your zip up.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I don't know if you've noticed this as well, but on Facebook, everyone, I think with the change of weather, brings around people wanting to change their profile pictures.
Yeah.
Because ultimately, I think a lot of people have like wintry profile pictures or pictures, and then when the sun comes out, they want to change it to nice summery ones.
Yeah, you'd want to lose the picture of yourself like wrapped up in a onesie or a hoodie and go for something a bit more summery. And let's face it, it's all of... Let me just check what the temperature is today. Oof, what a scorcher. It's 18 whole degrees here at Radio 1.
It's huge.
It's massive, isn't it? But it's massive for here.
Yeah, and I think because of that, I think everyone... But there's only been one day of it. So
yeah,
I think what people are doing on Facebook is they're having to backdate their photos.
They're using old photos of them on a beach from like 3 years ago in Magaluf.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I feel about this. Look, I've got one of my friends here right now. She's just updated a picture. She's doing cartwheels.
Loads
on
of people
a beach.
Are doing this. Hey, good news, everyone. It goes back down to 9 degrees at the weekend, so you might want to change it back to the hoodie one again.
But look, it's not. Look, I'm just looking now. It's not just one or two. There's loads of people changing their profile. I think it's wrong. They should, if they're going to do one about, you know, the nice weather, it should be from
now.
This year's sun.
But you'll still be wearing a hoodie.
Look, this photo, I'm sure, would... I'm fine. I know when she went to Thailand. That was 4 years ago.
But it's just got sun. So it's got a summery vibe about it. But yeah. No, they have to be new pictures.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't just put one of your holiday snaps up from back in the day.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Vic has been on saying... Are you going to tell us what size gentleman really means? Obviously, there's the bit that goes, mother, father, gentleman. Like, that's pretty self-explanatory. But the rest of it is in Korean. And I don't know about you, but I'm not fluent. Luckily, the posh Radio 4 lady is. And she's got it for you next. Just tell you what it all means if you're just wondering, you know, if you're just shouting out random noises. Like, they are actually meanings of
well, yes,
of,
it's a language,
sentences.
Scott.
That's right, yeah. Apparently so. Vic at Keele Uni says, I really want to know what this size song actually means, and then I've got to do some equity revision for my exam in the morning. Don't keep me hanging on. All right, we'll do it next.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, talking about people changing their profile pictures on social media because it's a little bit sunny. Manny from Wigan's been on. Changed his profile pic yesterday to an old photo of him on holiday, but only a year old. Is that too old? What's the cut-off point here?
You see, I'm mixed on this. I actually don't think it should be allowed because I kind of think that's last year. That's done. Summer was done.
Yeah. It has to be now. Also, we've got Mike in the Vale of Glamorgan. His current profile picture is him jumping into a lake. He's changed it today because it's sunny. And it's from when he was travelling Australia in 2003. No, change that immediately. Matt in Lincoln says, this is an absolutely epic tune. So many people have watched it now, like over 200 million views. Like you'd think that people wouldn't bite the second time round, and they kind of have. Matt says, if only I knew what any of it meant. Well, here's where we can help, Matt. So we've done a complete translation, thanks to our friends at the BBC Pronunciation Department. I can't even say it.
You can't even, yeah,
can't even say can't pronunciation. And, I mean, obviously, we do have a lot of translators at our disposal here in this building, because it's the home of the BBC World Service as well. So, I mean, we could have just printed it off like we normally would and, you know, just read it. But we've done our research on this and translated the words into English, the accent into English. I mean, it doesn't get more British than the PR4L.
Now, do you remember when Si came in and you played him the lyrics to Gangnam Style, the translation to Gangnam Style?
He loved it.
He loved this so much.
Yeah. So I reckon we should send this to Si.
Yeah.
I don't have his... I think it's si@hotmail.com.
yeah.
Joking. Don't try it. Well, you can. It'll just bounce back. I don't really have his email, but I think that he would very much enjoy this. So when you're like kind of enjoying Gentlemen by Si, and the only bit you can actually understand is mother, father, gentlemen, this is what the rest of it means.
I'm not sure if you know why I have to be wild. I'm not sure if you know why I have to be neat. I'm not sure if you know it's not cool if you are ambiguous. I'm not sure if you know we like we like party, hey. Excuse me for a second. Let me tell you what type of a person I am.
Okay.
I am bold, full of spirit, crazy and sharp. I too want to say what you would like to hear. Damn, girl, you so freaking sexy. I'm a mother, father, gentleman. I'm a mother, father, gentleman. I'm not sure if you know why you have to be sleek. I'm not sure if you know why you have to be sexy and fabulous. I'm not sure if you know, darling, hurry and let's make a fuss. I'm not sure if you know, there is a big fuss, let's hurry.
What?
Excuse me for a second, your hair, waist, legs and calf, good, feeling good, softly. Make you scream and shout. Damn, girl, I'm a party mafia. I'm a mother, father, gentleman. Gonna make you sweat. Gonna make you wet.
No!
You know who I am. Wet sigh. Wet sigh.
What?
Wet sigh, wet sigh, wet sigh, 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 sigh. I'm a mother, father, gentleman.
Okay, good.
That's epic.
I'm not sure how I feel after hearing that. Thanks, PR4L. And now you know. That is what he's saying in Gentleman by Si. You're welcome. This is the bit that concerns me most in the translation.
Excuse me for a second. Your hair, waist, legs and calf, good, feeling good, softly.
Who says your calf, good?
Good, good.
Good, good calf, good.
Softly.
Excuse me for a second. Your hair, waist, legs and calf, good, feeling good, softly.
I love Si. I love this. A lot. Gabrielle Aplin. Gabalar.
Gabatron.
The Golden Gabrador.
Gab for life. Dialer Gab. Just thought of that.
Dialer Gab. She hates it when we do that.
Gabin Fever.
So we'd like to do it more. Let's get her in again soon, just so we can do some more gabs. Gabrielle Aplin. That's out on the 6th of May. That's really nice. Third single to be released. Panic Chord. Album coming out in May called English Rain. This is Scott Mills. A lot of people comment on other people's calves, apparently. It's not weird. Alison's been on, and also Ailing, saying that I regularly compliment my friend Rob on his calves.
No, it's weird.
They're so muscular. Actually, someone said to me when I was wearing shorts at the, in the Radio 1 office, oh, you've got good calves. So actually, it's not that weird.
It's weird. If I went up to randoms on the street and said, nice calves, I guarantee you that it wouldn't be, the reaction wouldn't be good.
Or if you said this.
Damn, girl, you so freaking sexy.
That's the difference between career and here, see? Mm. I like how much of a fuss there is in the song as well. I'm talking about Psy Gentleman.
I'm not sure if you know why you have to be sleek. I'm not sure if you know why you have to be sexy and fabulous. Mm. I'm not sure if you know, darling, hurry and let's make a fuss. I'm not sure if you know, there is a big fuss. Let's hurry.
There's definitely a fuss going on. Okay, Charlie Sloth.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready for Real or No Real?
Yeah.
Does this every Tuesday with us, and we appreciate that. And Charlie is on one extra. If Greg James doesn't take your fancy, then maybe Charlie does with a bit of extra hip-hop and extra R&B.
Yeah.
Two brilliant services we provide for you from 4 o'clock every afternoon on BBC Radio 1 and one extra. So get involved with one of those shows. Here we go with today's facts. Are they real or not? Play along, 10 Scott Mills points for each one you get right.
A newly discovered species of horsefly has been named Scaptia beyoncéi by scientists because of its large golden posterior.
That's a good one.
So here's the name again for you.
Scaptia beyoncéi.
Scaptia beyoncéi.
They've always got to be a Latin name, haven't they, with the old flowers and bushes and stuff like that, and shrubbery. In general, always got to be a Latin name. I always, you know what I mean. It's the
you always have to name your bush Latin, do you?
I believe so, and I think the problem with that is in the modern age, it doesn't. You know, when you want a sort of modern reference like Beyonce, it doesn't fit in so well, doesn't it?
The Scaptia Beyoncéi.
Yes, yeah.
Sounds a bit old fashioned, don't it?
Mm-hmm.
They should have called it the Beyonce thing.
Yeah, wouldn't it be amazing if he was if Charlie was presenting Gardener's World? Or
I'd quite like it if you were in charge of naming all plants.
Beyonce Ting.
Ask your mum.
Ask your mum.
Ask your mum. So the Bootylicious horsefly, real or no real?
That's no real.
I'm saying no real.
That one is real.
No.
Scaptia beyoncéi.
That's on.
Wow.
That is a thing.
So this happens, like flowers and insects and all that kind of stuff get named after you. Charlie, you need to get name, like your name needs to be on one of these insects.
Yes, we're going to find one. I'm going to go hunting for a new insect just so I can name it after myself.
Wow.
Yeah. The Charlie Sloftimus.
Yes, the Charlie Sloftimus. Like quite a big plant.
But don't be fattest.
He's being fattest again.
I'm not. You're fattest.
No, you're being fattest.
No, you're fattest though. No, you're fattest.
Okay, I am fattest. You're being fattest.
You're fattest.
I am fattest.
And next,
the Deputy Prime Minister Nick Clegg has said he's taking a break from Twitter for the next few days to avoid anyone spoiling the plot of Broadchurch for him.
Everyone's all over this Broadchurch thing, aren't they? I haven't seen it. I've heard it's huge.
I watched the last 5 minutes last night. Didn't make any sense.
What is it?
It's a show. It's massive, Charlie. It was on last night, the last one. It's got David Tennant in it, Olivia Colman. Big British drama. I reckon it's going to get all the BAFTAs.
I saw it getting more retweets last night than when Charlie Sloth's show starts. And he's there retweeting himself.
Whoa.
That many.
And that's a lot of retweets.
That's a lot of retweets.
Quite
a lot.
Yeah, it's quite a lot.
It's that David Tennant thing on ITV, really big. Mm. It's like people just raving on about it for weeks. And last night, I just felt left out, to be honest. But Nick Clegg, does he love it so much that he's come off Twitter because he's worried about the spoilers? He needs to watch it. He hasn't watched it yet.
Oh, he's blatantly said something like that to
try and get a few fans.
No, I'm going to say real.
I want to say no real.
That one is no real.
Nah, there you go.
I take that back.
And, yeah. Sorry, Nick Clegg.
Sorry, Clegg.
I retract that, Clegg. Next.
The ancient Greeks never got round to inventing pockets for their clothes, so instead used to carry loose change in their mouths.
That's disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know how many germs you can catch off coins?
No, tell us.
Well, my mum used to say to me, Charlie, son, now, never put coins in your mouth.
Are you from Liverpool?
My mum is, yeah.
No
way. I'm my dad.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, go on. Sorry, I interrupted.
Sorry about that.
So your mum used to say to you,
Charlie, son, never put coins in your mouth. Because dirty old men go to the toilets and don't wash their hands, and then all their dirty stuff goes on the coins. And then...
True.
Yeah.
It's true. When you think, if you take a coin out of your pocket, you think how many people have held that and where it's been.
And also, it's the same with the nuts on the bar, isn't it?
Yeah.
Don't eat them.
I never eat them.
You know how many types of urine, different types?
I saw a program, it was like 70-something, wasn't it?
It's 52.
52.
Yeah. That's a lot of wee, isn't
it? That's a lot of wee.
On your hands.
Some people like that, though.
They do, but I'm not in the bars that I go to.
Some people like that. They do in the bars that I go to.
Okay, good. Well, I hope they haven't got nuts on the bar, then.
Yeah.
So, ancient Greeks carry change in their mouths. Did they do it or not? Real or no real?
I think that's real.
I'm going to say real only because Charlie's mum wouldn't have been there then to tell them their error of their ways.
Yeah.
That one's real.
Yeah. Oh. What used to happen is ancient Greek texts, they talk about things like a man going off to the market with a jaw full of coppers to buy some flour. Wow. And there was also an incident where a man got surprised and swallowed one. You see, that's going to happen, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah.
And here's your next fact on real or no real, or is it?
While flying to LA last week, Rihanna turned round to the row of seats behind her and gave a statement on the status of her relationship with Chris Brown, before being reminded that it was a normal commercial flight with no journalists on board.
Oh, that's really massively awkward.
Wasn't it about a year ago that bonkers flight was going on with Rihanna? It was probably less than a year ago, Rihanna was up in the air going to, was it seven cities or something?
Yeah.
With especially invited people were on the plane.
Did you hear about this, Charlie?
Yeah, I did. One of my friends was on the flights.
How bonkers is that? Because literally, no one got any sleep.
Like, no one saw Rihanna.
No one saw Rihanna for the whole time, and she's just in the front, like a bit like an Alan Partridge going, "Bing bong, hey y'all, hope you're enjoying yourself in there in economy. I've got some champagne out of the front."
It was ridiculous. They were all, there's videos of them doing like Mexican waves in the back and stuff, and singing songs about Rihanna.
Some people even put some missing posters up. Have you in the plane? Have you seen this woman?
These people crammed on a flight for 7 nights or something like.
No sleep. Okay, so Rihanna doing her unwelcome press statement. No journalists there. Real or no real?
I think that's real.
I'm going to say no real.
One is no real.
Okay, at the end of that.
At the end of that, 20 each. Score draw.
Yes. Whoa. Well done. Mm. Thank you, Charlie Sloth.
Thanks for having me, guys.
See you next Tuesday. See you next Tuesday, will we?
Next Tuesday, yeah, I'll be back.
That'd be nice. Yeah. And I'm Radio 1 Extra at 4 o'clock. See you, Charlie.
See you, bye.
Okay, bye. Back on tomorrow between 1 and 4 on BBC Radio 1. And don't forget, fans of Ryland, Ryland plays Innuendo Bingo on Thursday at 1:45. All our best bits available on this podcast.